Oh, Sarah Cynthia Sylvia Stout would not take the garbage out. She'd wash the dishes and scrub the pans, cook the yams and spice the hams, and though her parents would scream and shout, she simply would not take the garbage out. And so it piled up to the ceilings, coffee grounds, potato peelings, brown bananas and rotten peas, chunks of sour cottage cheese. It filled the can, it covered the floor, it cracked the windows and blocked the door with bacon rinds and chicken bones, drippy ends of ice cream cones, prune pits, peach pits, orange peel, gloppy glumps of cold oatmeal, pizza crust and withered greens, soggy beans and tangerines, crusts of Blackburn butter toast, grisly bits of beefy roast. The garbage rolled on down the hall. It raised the roof. It broke the walls. I mean, greasy napkins, cookie crumbs, blobs of gooey bubble gum, cellophane from old bologna, rubbery, blubbery macaroni, peanut butter cake and dry curdled milk and crust of pie, rotting melons, dried up mustard, eggshells mixed with lemon custard, cold French fries and rancid meat, yellow lumps of cream of wheat. At last, the garbage reached so high that finally it touched the sky, and none of her friends would come to play, and all the neighbors moved away, and finally Sarah Cynthia Stout said, "Okay, I'll take the garbage out." But then, of course, it was too late. The garbage reached across the state from New York to the Golden Gate. And there in the garbage she did hate. Poor Sarah met an awful fate that I cannot right now relate, because the hour is much too late. But children, remember Sarah Stout, and always take the garbage out.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Oh, the runner in the night, blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night.
Make the rockin' world go round. 11, and I had a stroke. When I woke up, I couldn't speak or walk.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
182 over 100, and I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest, and then a stroke. Everything changed. It felt like my life was over.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke. If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
180 over 110, and I had a stroke. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If you've come off your treatment plan, get back on it, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Don't fear the Reaper. Take one, roll it.
All right. One, two, three, four.
Bruce, could you come in here for a second, please?
Guys, what's the deal?
Are you sure that was sounding okay?
I'll be honest, fellas, it was sounding great, but I could have used a little more cowbell. I gotta have more cowbell. I gotta have more cowbell. I could have used a little more cowbell. You're gonna want that cowbell.
Uh-huh.
mention is more cowbell. I gotta have more cowbell. The last time I checked, we don't have a whole lot of songs that feature the cowbell.
About me, I'm your partner.
I may have to move fast, and I don't need too much linguine to hold me back.
You got a lot of class, Harry.
Run, jive-ass bastard!
What do they want?
I want a car.
What are you gonna do?
Give him one. Son of a bitch!
I'm coming down there in 5 minutes. You better have those files open, you pencil-pushing son of a bitch.
Suck It in the 70s. Hey, with you till 5 p.m. My name's Chris Earle. Here's AC/DC.
Make it 90. 180, give me your star.
There's a 7-point suppository, Captain.
What did you say?
I said stick it in your ass.
Hey, Callahan. Don't look so puked out. Better luck next time, fool.
Listen, punk. To me, you're nothing but dog shit, you understand? And a lot of things can happen to dog shit. It can be scraped up with a shovel off the ground. It can dry up and blow away in the wind. Or it can be stepped on and squashed. So take my advice. Be careful where the dog shits you.
Suck it in the 70s. Here with you till 5 p.m. This goes out by request.
Wash away my troubles. Wash away my pain. With the rain and Shambhala. Wash away. Wash away my shame with the rain of Shambhala. Oh, ooh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, ooh, yeah, 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 yeah. Everyone
from 1978. Here at the Bee Gees with You Should Be Dancing here on Sucking in the 70s. Here with you until 5 p.m. My name's Chris Earle. Thanks for calling in and giving me a few requests. I think I can be able to get everybody's in. We're here every Friday from 2 to 5 p.m. Monday, I do a show from 4 to 6, the Big 80s. And then Wednesday, I do my movie show, which is Watch This with Chris Earle from 5 to 7. We talk about movies. I play movie soundtracks. After doing about 10 years of time travel, I switched over, and now I'm taking over the airwaves here at WMFO. This next one's from a band called Mud, Tiger Feet.
You abandoned me. Love don't live here anymore. change it right away, baby. You abandoned me. Love don't live here anymore. Just a vacancy. Love don't live here
Sucking in the 70s with Chris Earl here every Friday from 2 to 5 p.m. on WMFO. I got a few more for you, a couple more requests. Thanks for listening to your freeform station, WMFO, here in Medford. Here's Blondie.
Ain't easy to love, and they're harder to hold. They'd rather give you a song than diamonds or gold.
Lone Star belt buckles and old faded Levi's, and each night begins a new day. If you don't understand him, he don't die young, he'll probably just ride away.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars or drive them old trucks. Let them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love.
Cowboys like smoky old pool rooms and clear mountain mornings.
Little warm puppies and children and girls of the night. Them that don't know him won't like him, and them that do sometimes won't know how to take it.
He ain't wrong, he's just different, but his pride won't let him do things to make you think he's right.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Let them be doctors and lawyers and such.
From 1978, that's Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson. You're listening to Sucking in the 70s. I'm here with you every Friday from 2 to 5 playing your 70s hits and some that weren't such hits. Plus some other fun little things, like I had some Dirty Harry quotes in there along the way, as well as some comedy songs. I'll be back on Monday doing 4 to 6 p.m. the big 80s, and then please listen to my movie show if you haven't yet. It is Wednesdays from 5 to 7. It's called Watch This here on WMFO in Medford. My name is Chris Earle. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, Memorial Day, and thanks for listening to your Freeform station. Keep it tuned to WMFO here in Medford. I'm going to leave you with the Rolling Stones.
She got a mind of her own, and she uses it
She drove a pickup truck painted green and blue. The tires were wearing thin. She turned on my eyelids. When I asked her where she headed for, back up to Boston, I'm singing.